Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Tzadi Vav here in Masechah Shabbos as we start Perek Kol Kisvei, the 16th Perek. As we continue throughout these parakim, we've just had Ha'oreg and Eluk Sharim, Shmona Shratzim, Kisvei HaKodesh now. On the horizon is the 17th Perek, which is Kol HaKelim, all about Muksa. But today's Kisvei HaKodesh. So Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, the Mishnah, the beginning of the 16th Perek, Tzadi Vav Amr Aleph here in Yerushalmi. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, any Kisvei HaKodesh, that's parts of Tanakh, as we will see, right, the first Karban HaEdah, Kugon Torah, Nevi'im, Uksuvim. Right, all Kisvei HaKodesh, Matzilin Osan Mepnei HaDleika, can be saved from a fire. If there's a fire, again, we're going to get to the Maskan of the Gemara already, and you want to save some items to a Chatzar that you do not make an Erev, meaning violate an Issa D'Rabbanan. To save Kisvei HaKodesh, the Mishnah says you can. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh Matzilin Osan Mepnei HaDleika, they can be saved from a fire. Karban HaEdah, first one. V'lo Tema, and don't say Torah Lachudhu Deshari L'Mitrach Latzule. Only Torah. Only Torah that has more kedusha than the others. V'lo Shar Svarim. Only Torah you can shave an Atzar Svarim. Don't say that. Don't say that. One is allowed to violate the Isser D'Rabbanan of carrying something into a Carmelis. Right, into a place without a chatzer that you do not make an erev with, in order to save these farms. So, Kol Kisvei HaKodesh, Tashbizos, Mepnei HaDleika. Bein Shekorin Bahen, Bein Shein Korin Bahen. So the Gemara is going to have 2 days about what that means. We're going to go with the second one, the accepted one. Whether you read them on Shabbos, what do you read on Shabbos? Nevi'im. You read that for Haftorah. Right? Whether you don't read from them, and that's going to mean Ksuvim. We don't read Ksuvim. Now we'll see in the Mishnah, and the Pshat of the Gemara, that in the days of old, they made a takana, unbelievable, not to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos afternoon. Right? You would think, I could think of worse things to be involved in. But as we'll see, the Mishnah says, is based on a din, a takana, that not to read Ksuvim. So that's the first part of the Mishnah. There's what to talk about here. First of all, the Ritva, an important Ritva, the first Ritva here in Perek called Kisvei. Where the Ritva says, oh, so you could violate Isurei D'Rabbanan in order to save these Kisvei HaKodesh. Why not just put out the fire? Right? We're talking about Lechora, we're not talking about fire Pikuach Nefesh. If it's a fire Pikuach Nefesh, so then you just put out the fire. These Pikuach Nefesh save lives, don't worry about saving the Svarim. So Lechora, we're talking about a smaller fire that is not Pikuach Nefesh. But putting out a fire, not because, remember we had this back in the second parak. If I put out a fire because I want to create coals, so then that's going to be a malacha mechabeh, and I'm going to be chayat daraisa. But remember, if I want to put out a fire so that it doesn't burn me, so that it doesn't burn my stuff, that's called a malacha shenisrich legufa. That's called an issa d'rabbanan, according to what we pass in Rabbi Shimon. So why does the Mishnah just saying that you could carry out the svarim to a malkam she'enim me'urav, is that specific? Right, what about just putting out the fire, which is also an Issa D'Rabbanan? So the Ritva says, Ulafum Gemara Dilan, according to our Gemara, the Ritva's talking about in the Bavli, right, the Ritva, first Ritva here, Kuftes Vav Amud Aleph, Ulafum Gemara Dilan, Mashma Da Hatzalahu Da Avdinan, Lahotzio Sam Olamavi Mefulash, Olamavi Shedi Mefulash, Aval Kibui Lo Avdinan. You can't put out the fire. Via Filo Rabbi Shimon, Damar Malachar Yitzchik Legufa Pater Aleha, and even according to Rabbi Shimon, who says, Malach Shem Yisrael Gufa, is an Issa D'Rabbanan, V'lesba El Shvus D'Rabbanan, Lo Dachinan Shvus D'Rabbanan B'yadayim K'dei L'Hatzilo. Putting out a fire is considered a more active Shvus. I'm violating, there's an Issa D'Rabbanan about the fire, that's more considered Avera B'yadayim than just carrying out to an Erev. That's interesting. So what's the Avera? It's that I didn't make an Erev. Not that I'm carrying out. Sometimes it's a little tricky to know what's called kumvase, what's called sheval tase. What if I go into the Beis HaMikdash without the karban that I'm supposed to bring on Yontif? V'lo yero fanai reikam. Is that an avera b'sheval tase or is that an avera b'kumvase? I went in and I didn't bring the karban. A little tricky, right? Sheval kaz, sheval tase. What if I make a shvua? I make a shvua. I swear I'll eat a hamburger today. And I don't. So when I don't eat the hamburger, so is that an Isser B'Shev Al Tase? Right? The flip side, if I don't, then I do, that's the Harechum Asay. So here too, the Ritva says that putting out the fire would be called an Avera B'Yadayim D'Rabbanan, and that's worse. That would be worse than just carried to a place without an Erev. That's why he says from the Bavli, you get that impression. Aval B'Yushalmi, Rav Hashem, not today's daf, but it's later on. B'Yushalmi, it sounds like maybe this is totally under Shimon Rabbi Yehuda. Masisan Rabbi Yehuda, the Sarva Kibi Zeser Torah, the Bavli says, but in a Chinami, according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd also be able to put the fire. Aval Rabbi Shimon, Kibi, the like, Alashos to Rabbanon, the Chinan Lebefini Kisvi HaKodesh. So, says the Ritva, it sounds like it's Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi, whether it's Dafka carrying, or you could also put out the fire, in a way of Durabanan. Umihu, continues the Ritva, Afla Yerushalmi, Dafka Mishum Kisvi HaKodesh. But even the Ritva, even the Yerushalmi would hold only Kisvi HaKodesh. Mishum that, saving them, you'd be able to put out the fire. Avon Mishum Mamon Da'alma Ein Machabin La'olam Afilu Reb Shimon. Wow. But just to save some money, maybe save some money, you can't even violate this in Durabanan. Even according to Rabbi Shimon. The Alpha Bisha Machabin Gachela Shol Matechas Kadishli Zukubo Rabim. But if you're doing it to, not let people get damaged, Mishim Delek Elish Vestor Abanan, Hosim Mishim Chash Nizke Gufo. Nizke Gufo. Alpha Mishim Hefsin Mamo Lo Sharinan. Again, it's, the Metzias is hard for us to think of, oh, there's just money damage, but not, danger of any, personal damage or life. But that's the Ritva. Theoretically. Theoretically, if it's just Hefsin Mamon, that you wouldn't be able to put out the fire, maybe even according to the Yerushalmi, it's only because of Kisvei HaKodesh. And then the Ritva adds, V'yachshav nagu barov ha'aratzos l'chavos l'ikim Shabbos. The minhag ha'olam is to put out fires on Shabbos. Well, it doesn't happen so often. It sounds like it's more common, right? The Ritva sitting there in Spain in the 1200s, 1300s. V'yachshav nagu barov ha'aratzos l'chavos l'ikim Shabbos. V'ein l'hem ha'mashi yismochu. I don't know what they rely on. It's going to endanger the kids who can't run so fast, Ritva says. Therefore, that's why we put it out. If the government and the non-Jewish neighbors are going to see, Jews don't put out fires on Shabbos. You know how much damage that's causing? And therefore, it's going to be dangerous for us from them. This is what it says in Yerushalmi, right? We had this elsewhere. Okay, let them do their thing. That's an amazing ritva. Every part of that ritva is important in terms of what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do in this case. That's here the first ritva in Kol Kisvei. Good. Why is it, as well, again, we'll see this in the Gemara, but why is it that they made a takana not to read ksuvim on Shabbos? Right? You're allowed to save even ksuvim, even though you're not allowed to read it. Right? Nuvim is that shakar b'en, egar b'en is ksuvim. Why? Because the Gemara is going to say that Shabbos afternoon is when the rabbi gave a shir in Hilchah Shabbos, and everybody has to know what to do. And if you start reading ksuvim, you're not going to be able to put it down. Right? It's going to be so interesting, you're not going to put it down, right? Where do we see this from? Also, the Mishnah in Yuma. Remember the Mishnah in Yuma? To keep the Kohen Gadol up at night. You don't want him to fall asleep. So what do you start reading to him? Eov. Right? The more one of the, it's like Niskatnu Adoros. We can't even open up in Eov and read it for the first time. And what does it say in Yuma? The Korin Lefanav, Be'eov, Be'ezro, Be'divrei Hayamim. Those were like the most exciting books that it would make sure that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't fall asleep. That's what you see. The Bartanura there in the Yuma. Shein Dvarim HaMoshchim Es HaLev L'Shomam Ve'eit Shein Achot Faso. You're never going to fall asleep with a Eov, Ezra, or Divrei Hayamim. That's what the Mishnah says. So Halavai, we have what to get excited about. But that was why they made this din. The Mishnah, the Tanam, wanted the people to go hear the rabbi give Shir and Hilchah Shabbos. And they're going to start opening up in Ezra. And they're going to lose themselves. So therefore they made a din. You're not allowed to. Unbelievable. There's another idea with the same reason. With the same reason, right? The Gittin Lamed Chesam Abeis in the Bavli. Gittin Lamed Chesam Abeis. The Gemara says there that there were two families that were three families, right? That were uprooted, right? Where is it? Shtei Mishpachos HaYerushalayim. Two. Achas Kavasuda B'Shabsa. V'Achas Kavasuda B'Erev Shabbos. V'Shtei Nekru. One of them had a big meal on Friday, one of them had a big meal on Shabbos afternoon, and they were both uprooted. They were both ne'akar. What was the problem with having a meal Shabbos afternoon? Is it onik Shabbos? What's the problem with Shabbos afternoon? The answer is it was at the time of the shir. time of the shiur, Chachacham Doresh Drushas Larabin Bishabas Fein Yosha Besuda Vayalem Mahakdim Alacher, says Rashi over there, Gitin Lamed Ches. You can't have a meal right at the beginning when everybody's supposed to be learning. So that's what he said. What about Erev Shabbos? What about the one Erev Shabbos? That's 2 days in Rashi. Either Erev Shabbos means, doesn't mean Erev Shabbos, it means Friday night. It means they were koveya, their Friday night suda, as a bigger meal than the Shabbos day suda. And covet the day meal is supposed to be more coveted. Covet yom more than covet laila. So that's why they were nakar, because they gave more covet for the Friday night suda than the Shabbos day suda. Okay, one day. The other day is literally Erev Shabbos. No. You can't have a big meal Erev Shabbos. Right, and that's why they were nekar, because you have to go into Shabbos b'taifa. Right, and this is why, as we know, one's not supposed to have a suda gedola on Shabbos afternoon. Again, if you, even in the morning, if it's ein breira, like a bris milah or a pidyon haben, that's the time for it. But even then, we do it in the morning. Right, if Purim would fall out on a Friday, right, that's why the Rama says it's kavod Shabbos to bump up the suda. Bump up the suda to the morning. The Rama says, and it's not a bad idea to do in the morning every year, but what can I do? Nobody listens to that one. But at least on a Friday, the Rama says, bump it up to the morning. So we'll covet Shabbos. We'll covet Shabbos not to, eat a lot going into Shabbos. Then you can give covet for Shabbos and covet for Purim. Okay. So we continue. So Kol Kisei HaKodesh, you save, Bein Shekorin Ben, Bein Shekorin Ben, Afal Pi, Sheksuvim B'chalashon, Tu'una Geniza. And even though it might be written in a different language, we'll get to that. The Gemara will say what the chiddush of that. It still needs geniza. It still has kedusha. Bibnei ma'in karen bahan, bibnei bitol beis hamedrash. As we said, why there are parts of Kisvei HaKodesh that you don't read? Bibnei bitol beis hamedrash, because, you know, people are going to come to the beis medrash. Kol Kisvei HaKodesh v'chulu, ma'o beis shakaren bahan, beis shakaren bahan. What does it mean? Karen bahan, those that you read and those that you don't read. So the Gemara's first day, remember we said there are 2 days. This is the first day. Bein sheyesh bahem ta'uyos, bein she'ein bahem ta'uyos. Whether they have mistakes or not. If you have a sefer of Tanakh that has many mistakes, you can't read from it. I worry that you're going to be nimshach and you're going to, you know, you're going to learn from the mistakes. And therefore, that's what it means, karen she'ein karen. So if it only has minimal mistakes, you can still learn from it. What's the shir? Vahatani, sefer, sheish bo shtayim, shalosh, toyos, bechol, dafataf. If you have two or three mistakes in every column, misakno, vikoribo. Then you can just fix it and read from it. Arba, if you have four mistakes in every column, eno koribo. That's too far. Even if you fix it, it's called menumer. It's not covetic to have a sefer like that. So if you have four mistakes in every column, that's a problem. Again, any less than that, even if you have one column without four mistakes, you're okay. This is a very mistaken, you know, Torah. If you have four mistakes in every column, that's a lot of mistakes in the Sefer. But again, that's the one that you're not supposed to learn from. So that's the first day in the Gemara. Isn't that what the Mishnah means? And the Gemara says, no. Look at the last line of the Mishnah, and you know what the Mishnah's reason is. You see from the last line of the Mishnah, the reason why you have a category called Ein Karen Bohen is because of Bitol Beis HaMedrash, Hada Amra, that teaches me, Bein Torah Leneviim, Lekisvei HaKodesh, skip the Ein, Matzil Nasa Bebnei Adleika. Right? Torah Neviim, right? That's Lekisvei HaKodesh. That's what we're talking about here. We're not talking about the Torah Neviim are ones that you read, but really the Mishnah says though that you could save all. You could save all, even the ones that are Ein Korin Bahem. Period. One more section and then we'll make another comment. So the Gemara says, you know, maybe there's a Machlokas Tanaim here. Right? The Mishnah says like everybody agrees to this, but maybe there should be a Machlokas Tanaim because we know that there are there is a definition of Kisvei HaKodesh that's brought elsewhere in the Mishnah in Yadayim. The Mishnah in Yadayim discusses items that are mitame es ha-yadayim, items that make your hands tame. And if you remember there, the Mishnah describes a problem that they had. And that is the Kohanim used to want to keep their truma tahar. So they don't want to keep it in the regular refrigerator because then people who are tame might touch it and it might fall. So what they used to do, they want to keep their truma in the most tar place that they know. So they used to put the truma in the Aroni Kodesh, in the shuls. If I keep the truma in the shuls, okay, people are going to go to the Aroni Kodesh. So the problem was that if you put truma near the Sifrei Torah, truma brings mice and animals, and the animals would come nibble on the truma and also nibble on the Torahs. So they're like, how can we figure out a way to get the Kohanim The Kohanim said, I don't care, I just want my Truma Tar. So what they do? They made an unbelievable, ironic, you might call it, unusual Gzera. And they said, okay, if your Truma touches a Sefer Torah, your Truma becomes Tameh. Right? And that was the way they prevented. And if the Truma touches any real Sefer, so that's how the Mishnah describes a real Sefer with Kedusha in Tanakh, if the Sefer is Metameh Yaseyadayim. Right? A Sefer Torah, you may, the Sefer Torah is the ultimate source of Tahara. Yeah, Metameh Yaseyadayim. Kind of like the Lehefech, like we said, we quoted in the past, Rebbeinu Bachai in Parshas Shmini. Rebbeinu Bachai says, why don't we say the snake is one of the Shmona Shratzim? Right, there are Shmona Shratzim, all different types of insects and rodents, but the snake is not one of them. So the Rebbeinu Bachai says, isn't the Nachash the source of all Tumah of Ra? That should be the ultimate, right? It's not kosher if it dies, so the Rebbeinu Bachai said, Terecher Darchei Noam, we don't want you to think twice before you see a snake and kill it, because it's dangerous. So you think, oh, it might make me Tameh. Terecher Darchei Noam. It's the source of all Tumah. And it's not Tameh. So now, Midrabanan, this is all, it's the source of all Tara, the Torah. But that's what Chazal did. For the protection of the Sefer Torah, they said the Sefer Torah touching food, that's the Tameh Seyadayim. So says the Gemara, well, wait a minute. The Mishnah there, and if you remember some of this from Maseches Megillah also, there were a couple of Svarim that some of the Amoraim felt, and even Tanoim felt, does this have full Kisvei HaKodesh? Right, there are a couple of controversial ones, like Koheles and Shir HaShirim, a couple of them that were discussed. Ultimately, they all made it into the canon. But the Gemara here says, well, maybe that machlokas depends, you know, affects our Mishnah. Maybe our Mishnah is alukuliyama. Man to amar metamina seyadayim. Maybe we should say those that say that sarmar metamina seyadayim. So those are the ones. So those you can be saved in a fire. But man to amar ein metamina seyadayim, the ones that are not metamei seyadayim, right? And the Karet Eda says here, look in the Mishnah in Yadayim in the third parak, right? If you're a Tana that holds that this is a Sefer that's not metamei seyadayim, ein matzilin osam b'riyat leika. So then you wouldn't be able to save it because it doesn't have full Kedusha, and therefore maybe you shouldn't be able to save it b'riyat leika. So Gemara says, not true. That parallel is not true. Don't have that kesher. Meaning, even if something is not metamei seyadayim, you're going to be able to save it b'riyat leika. Why? Because you see, Hatevon, right? I'll ask you a question, right? After all, Hari Ivri Shekasvo Targum, right? If you have parts of a Sefer that are supposed to be written in Hebrew, and you wrote it in Aramaic by mistake, right? We have the flip side. Sometimes you have a couple of lines in the Torah, Yagar Sadusa, that's supposed to be written in Aramaic. And there are certain parts of Daniel, right? Supposed to be in Aramaic. What if you have parts that were supposed to be written in Hebrew, and you wrote it in Aramaic? Says the Brisa, Hare Einu Metamei Yaseyadayim. So that Sefer is not, it doesn't have full Kedusha, because it wasn't written in the proper way, different language. So it's not Metamei Yaseyadayim, and yet, Matzilos Abadet Leika, but you would save it from the fire. So you see there's no Kesher. You see there's not a parallel between them. Not a parallel between them. They're not, as Rav Chaim Gadievsky says, Alma Lo Talya Habaha. You see they're not dependent on something. Where do you see that you're gonna save it Abadet Leika? Where do you see that you know for sure that something that is written in the wrong way, that does not have full Kedusha, you still save? Min ma de taninan. Because from the next line of the Mishnah, from our Mishnah, what did the next line say? Afal pi sheksuvim b'chalasho tuna gediza. Right? Even though it is written in a different language, it still needs to be geniza, it still be nigra, it's still called Shemus, what we call it. Still has to be saved. Hadam rashavatzil, so you see that even if it's written in a different language, and it doesn't have full Kedusha as ksav, still, you save it from the fire. And therefore, the Gemara tried to say, oh, maybe the Mishnah is only limited according to some opinions. And the answer is no. It is according to all opinions. Remember the categories of, we're talking here about Kisvei HaKodesh. And all of this is Tashmishei Kedusha. What the Mishnah does not say is about Tashmishei Mitzvah. Right? Tashmishei Kedusha, we stretched it to say all Tashmishei, all Kisvei HaKodesh. There are two expansions of that that the Mishnah does not talk about. What about Tashmishei Kedusha? What about saving a mezuzah case? Or a cover of a Sefer Torah? That's already one step removed, right? That's not Dvarim Sheh B'Kedusha, Kisvei HaKodesh, that's Tashmishei Kedusha, anything that services, because those are usually Nignaz also. That's the halacha. So lechora, maybe that would also be included, because the whole idea here is dvarim she'tunim geniza, and therefore lechora, it could include It can include that, that as well. But lechora, not tashmishe mitzvah. Tashmishe mitzvah is one step removed, because tashmishe mitzvah, shofar, lulav, sukkah, or the like, all of that, after it's used, does not have any kedusha. Therefore, that could be discarded. What about if it's tashmishe mitzvah during the time that you're using it, though it still has kedusha, but still, it's still not nignas. A shofar on Rosh Hashanah, a lulav on, you have to treat it properly, but it still doesn't have the kedusha, inherently. Remember, if Salvechik had the beautiful idea, Rav Shachter quotes this in Eretz HaTzvi, that maybe the root of the mitzvah of kvura is based on this. We know there's a mitzvah of burial, mitzvah daraisa, right? Ki kavar tikberenu bayomahu, the pasuk says in Kiseitze. It's a mitzvah daraisa of burial that day, right? Via losala nivlaso, and there's a mitzvah of burial. So suggested Rav Salvechik that maybe, the root of the mitzvah of kvura tistral is because a Jew is tashmishe kedusha. Because a Jew is connected to Kisvei HaKodesh, a Jew learns Torah, and even if he never learned Torah in his life, he learned Torah in utero, right? And therefore, every Jew has the status of connected to Ksav of Torah, and therefore, just like a Sefer Torah has to be Nignaz, a person has to be Nignaz, right? And therefore, that's the root of the mitzvah. Masheiki gufa Yisraeli dino katashmishe kedusha. V'lachein, I'm reading from there, it's a Svi Simin Yud Beis. V'lachach afilu la'achar moso, asher oz ein gufo ro'ui od lasos bo mitzvos, bikamakom dino lihiganes. Zeo yisod l'mitzvah sekfuras b'meis Yisrael. V'sorach leda, what about a nachri? So he's tashmishe mitzvah. Meaning when he was alive, he did mitzvahs, but it's a different. The level of the chiv of kfura, we bury b'bnei darki shalom, kavod abrius. But it's not the same level of chiyuv, because if you say it's these categories, it's suggested tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. Gufa nachri afsha asak b'kiyam zayim mitzvah sav b'kamakam lo asak b'torah. Vein lo elacha lo shem shal tashmishe mitzvah. V'afilu b'Yisrael shu ama aretz lo asak klal b'torah kol yamav, kai malan, d'zad shavad b'mea imo, malam d'no so kol ha-torah kula, v'chulu. And then he continues. So then maybe that's the difference between the difference between tashmishe mitzvah and tashmishe kedusha. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara, second to last line. Masnisa, so Gemara, we've tried to say that, oh, maybe the Mishnah is limited to the Shitas that say, Mitamana say a diamond, we say, no, not limited. Now we say, okay, maybe it's limited to the following. Masnisa de Rabbi Shimon. Maybe the Mishnah is only like Rabbi Shimon Shita. Which Rabbi Shimon? This is a classic Yerushalmi. You have to know what's going on. Which Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon in the last Mishnah in Erevin. What Rabbi Shimon is that? To Rabbi Shimon Amar. Ein davar mishum shvus. The Mishnah there, if you remember the last Mishnah in Erevin is, let's say somebody's standing on a roof and they have a scroll, like what we would call like a Megillah. And one of the sides falls out of his hand and it falls down into the airspace of Rishus HaRabim. Right? And he so I got one end in my hand on Rishus HaYachid and one end is there in Rishus HaRabim. So what do you do? So it didn't really fall out. We're not talking about a daraisa here because he didn't land something in Rishus HaRabim. So at most, it's talking about a durabanan, to pull it back. So the Tanakhama there in Erevin says, you can't pull it back. It's a durabanan. Just turn it over and face the wall. That'll be its protection until after Shabbos. That's what you should do. Rabbi Shimon says, no, pull it back. Rabbi Shimon says, covet of the Kisvei HaKodesh, you could violate the Isser durabanan. That's Rabbi Shimon Sita. So Gemara says, wait a minute. So Rabbi Shimon is the one that says you could violate an Issa Durabanan to save Kisvei HaKodesh. Right? That's what's going on here. Isn't that our Mishnah? Right? You could call Kisvei HaKodesh Batsila B'Bnei Leika. You could violate an Issa Durabanan in order to save them. So the Gemara is suggesting that maybe our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Shimon. According to the Rabbanan there who say you have to just turn it over, maybe you can violate an Issa Durabanan. And therefore, our Mishnah would be limited. See the Pnei Moshe on the second to bottom line quotes this whole Mishnah. Kari b'sefer b'rosh agag v'niskagel miyado. Rabbi Shimon omer afilu be'eretz atzmo golu aslo. Even if it's sitting on the ground, it went all the way down. You could roll it back. Back to the language of the Gemara. Ein davar bishum shvus. No esidur abanan will be there she'omid b'fikis v'yakodesh. So shall we say that our Mishnah is only according to Rabbi Shimon, not the Tanakhama? So where it says no. Mao pligin. Right? This is the beginning of the answer. Or the Karban Eida. Klomar la'olam karban anami asya. No, the Rabbanan would agree. There's a difference between damage and destruction. Taman b'pnei bizyonan. You know why the Rabbanan say over there? Because you could just protect it. You could just turn it over. Turn it over so it's not disgraced. And then after Shabbos, you could roll it back. Bram hacha kalam emoti. But over here, what are we talking about? It's going to be totally destroyed. And therefore, it could be that the Rabbana would agree in our case that it is mutter. Period. Lami nitzracha. So now the Gemara adds that our Mishnah that says you could save Kisvei HaKodesh, who is that really a chiddush according to? Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. It's really a chiddush for Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Who says the following? Af agav, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel amar, even though Rabbi Gamliel says, you know this from the Mishnah in Megillah, af bisvarim lo hitir shikasu al yavanis, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that svarim should not be translated into other languages, only Greek. Only Greek. Greek is the only language that can capture the essence of the words. But even though Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says it, if you wrote a sefer illegally, according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, modu huach hashem esel, you'll still save it. That's the chiddush. The chiddush of our Mishnah is that you could save the Kisvei HaKodesh even if it's written in other languages, even if it was written inappropriately, like Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, you're still allowed to save it. Period. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel shehu omid al binyan b'har habayis. What time Rabbi Gamliel, one of the Rabbi Gamliels, was standing on a binyan in Har HaBayis, hevi'o lo sefer Iyov. They brought him a sefer Iyov, kasuv targum. They brought a sefer Iyov written in targum, or the targum of Iyov. V'amar l'banai, v'gonz lo tach hanidbach. So he felt that this had kedusha, and therefore he said, put it under the bricks, meaning bury it. Bury it. It was Iyov shekasuv targum. The Tosfos in, at the beginning of the parak, kuf tezvav, Tosfos says, Mashmav should be mea tanoim for us nasa targum ksuvim. There was a targum ksuvim already, right? It said they brought him the targum of Eov. So also it shows like when did Eov, 15 cheetahs about when Eov existed, but at least it was then. So it sounds like they already had a targum. V'chei tanya ben Megillah. U'bahala filo asar korn v'asar targumin v'chulu. Afo pisha yonasan lo asa'o. Shmikomakom shuv nasa bimea tanoim. U'tulo sha'omrim z'targum shal ksuvim. Reb Yosef Asa'o. There are those that say Reb Yosef, who was an expert in Targum, right? He was the one that made the Targum of Ksuvim. So according to this, obviously not, because it was already around in the days of earlier, the days of the Tanoim, not just of Yosef, in the days of the Amoran. Period. Avish Amri Kol Yom Kisvei HaKodesh Shalom Enem Minchav Lamala. Even though they said, you can't read Kisvei HaKodesh late in the day, right? Because of the Rabbi's Drasha. Aval Shonin V'Darshan Lahem. If you don't read it, you're just like darshaning it, and you're learning halachas, right? You're darshaning Torah Shebaal Peh. That would be okay. That's not going to pull you. That's not going to pull you and nimshach your heart. Only if you read it as a story, I guess. Tzorech davar no tilabodik. You could also, if you need to check something, one of the svarim, then you could check for a second. That's also not included in the din of not learning. Dalma. Remember, I said that introduces a story. Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, Rebbe Yisrael bar Rebbe Yosi, Ava Yoshrin, Uposh, Megillas Kinos, Erev Tisha B'Av Shechol Yes B'Shabbos. It was Tisha B'Av on a Sunday. So it was Erev Tisha B'Av, Shabbos afternoon, and these three great rabbis were learning Eicha. They were getting in the mood. They were learning Eicha. Mina Mincha V'Lamala, late in the day. They were learning. And that's what that Mesa's connected to Shulchan Aruch says, that one is supposed to be Osek in, even, not only on Tisha B'Av, being Osek in, Dvarim she binyana shel yom, even on Erev Tisha B'Av, one should be Osek. So they were fulfilling it. Remember that the Mishnah Berurah though quotes the Mamar Mordechai. Mamar Mordechai says it's a tough kuf nun gimel. It's hard for us enough to learn on Tisha B'Av Dvarim Haroim. Erev Tisha B'Av, he says, even though you know technically it sounds like you should only be Osek in those things, but you could be Mekel. and learn other things, especially if it's Shabbos. So these Amoram were going Lamala, Lefim Yishur Sadin. That's the Mamar Mordechai who says, Einenu Rose, and it's hard enough for even the Talmid Chachamim to learn other things on Tisha B'Av. So Erev Tisha B'Av, and if it's Shabbos, he says, Hanach Lahem, it is okay, it's mutter, to do it. He says, and I would even let them learn on Tisha B'Av, but that's a befeirish against the Gemara, so I can't do that, even though people go on Tiyulim and just schmooze the whole day instead of being Osek and learning, and it would have been better not to. Okay. Anyway, so these three great rabbis were learning Shabbos afternoon, Erev Tisha B'Av. V'shir bo Aleph Beis Echad. They left over one Aleph Beis. What does that mean? The Prakim and Eicha are written in Aleph Beis. So they left over one Aleph Beis. The problem is the last parak is not written in Aleph Beis. So what does this mean? It could be they just, the Aleph Beis, that's what they call the Prakim and Eicha. So it means they left over the last perek, even though it's not olive base. Or it means they left over the second to last perek, which is the last one of an olive base. Either way, either they left over the fifth one or the fourth one. Amru, and they said, tomorrow we're going to finish learning Echa. As they were going out, right, one of these, what Rebbe was one of the Rebbeim here. As he was leaving, he jammed his finger, and he hurt his finger. The Kar al Garmein, he said about himself, Rabim Machovim La Rasha. You see what happens? No, he was an Anav. He says, look at all these things that happened to a Rasha. Amar Le Rebbechia says, no, it's not because of you. Bichovein, it was our fault. Matas Chakein, it happened to you because of us. Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, Nilkad B'Shchisosam. Right, that's the Pasuk in Echa. The Ruach HaPeinu is referring to Yoshio HaMelech. The Yoshio HaMelech was punished because of the sins of his daughter. Basically saying, Rabbi, you were punished because of our sins. Right, you were caught in our sins. It's not because of, not because of you. Amar Rabbi Shlomo Rabbi Yossi, so the third rabbi gets into it and says, Ilo lo hayu oskin b'inyan kach, hayu lo nalomar. If we weren't involved in this sefer, I would have suggested that. Alachas kavav kama sheinu oskin b'inyan. We're mamish up to that pasuk. Right, we just learned that pasuk, or we're about to learn that pasuk. So obviously, that is the reason he's saying, you know, it was because of us. V'yolo lebeiso v'alasala spoke yavesh. Rebbe went up to his house and put on a dry sponge on his wound. V'kashar alagem, he tied a reed around it, mibachutz. Amar Yishol Rebbe Yossi, v'men alamadu, shloshat varim. He taught us three things just by seeing what he just did. Spog in a merape elamashamer. Number one, the sponge is not healing, it's just protective. That's not an issue of refuah, and that's why he was allowed to do it on Shabbos. Gemi shuman amuchan, and a reed is obviously not muksa, because you use that to wrap it. Vein karm, v'kisvi hakodesh, alamen amincha v'lamala. And also, we learned from the story that you could only read kisvi hakodesh late in the day on Shabbos. Why? Not earlier, at the time of the drashas. Why? Because if they could have done it earlier, they would have left enough time to finish the whole Sefer Echa. They ran out of time, right? So it must be that you weren't allowed to read it earlier, and that's why they ran out of time. Period. Me'ata, I guess we'll stop. Okay, we'll start with Me'ata B'Hashem next time.